I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, a special report about the linguistic challenges that healthcare workers face in the United States as a result of the nation's growing immigrant population.
A recent study found that hospitals could lower medical risk and enhance their treatment of immigrant patients by providing interpreters to translate a procedure or diagnosis. The study involved a survey of patients who did not have medical insurance.
The study was conducted by the Access Project, a resource center in Boston, Massachusetts, for community health initiatives. The center is affiliated with Brandeis University. VOA correspondent Lori Kassman sums up the findings.
Access Project Director Mark Rukavina says the study highlights the advantages language interpreters provide for the patient and the hospital, and the dangers when they do not.
And one of the more troubling findings from our report was that people who needed but did not get interpreters were much more likely to leave the encounter with the clinician without a clear understanding of the medication instructions or how to pay for the care that they received at the facility.
The Access Project surveyed 4,000 patients at 23 hospitals in 16 U.S. cities, including many who did not speak English well. One in five of those who responded that they did not have an interpreter said they did not understand how to take the medicines they received. Only 2% of those who needed and got a proper interpreter cited this as a problem. Often immigrant families who speak little English depend on their child or relative who does. But Washington attorney Mary Udelman of the National Health Law Program says that can create added family tensions and even more problems.
First and foremost, many children do not have the competency in English and especially in medical terminology to be able to accurately translate. Secondly, many children are brought in very inappropriate circumstances. For example, a 10-year-old child was asked to translate and explain to his mother that she had just been diagnosed with cancer.
Access Project Director Mark Rukavina says many hospitals may agree on the need for the service, but see the added cost as an obstacle. Ironically, he says only 5 U.S. states currently take advantage of federal health insurance programs that will subsidize interpreter services for their public hospitals. Ms. Udelman says the federal government reminded state health services 2 years ago of the availability of federal funding.
We still believe that there is an educational effort that needs to be undertaken so that states are aware of the federal reimbursement and understand how that providing interpretation up front can reduce overall health care costs in the long term.
Ms. Udelman's Law Center studied 14 community health programs to see how they handled interpreter services. Mark Rukavina in Boston says many urban hospitals and clinics that service large immigrant communities already have come up with a variety of programs to meet their needs and their budgets, from pooling interpreter services or using telephone language hotlines to training bilingual non-medical staff in medical terminology.
There's an emerging field of study here on how to effectively and efficiently provide interpretation services, and I think in the medical arena there's more attention being paid to this as well. So we're gonna be learning more about this in the upcoming years.
Immigration activists say it is not just the medical community that needs to take action. Last month, hundreds of immigrants in New York City marched to show their support for legislation that would require the city's health, welfare, and employment agencies to use interpreters too.
VOA's Lori Kassman reporting. And that's Wordmaster for this week.
Our postal address is VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And you can find our programs on the web at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.